Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited for this week's show. But before we do that, let's go over our challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase Nova Scotia. Rearrange the letters to spell a 10-letter word for things you do in your spare time. What is the word?
Avocations.
That is right. And we have lots of time for those, don't we?
Says the man who writes this show.
All right, Ian, on September 15th, 1789, President George Washington signed legislation establishing the Department of State. Originally called the Department of Foreign Affairs, it was renamed 2 months after it was first established and given additional responsibilities, including the taking of the census and the overseeing of the U.S. Mint. Most of its domestic duties have since been transferred to other cabinet departments, but the Secretary of State is still responsible for a few, including keeping the Great Seal. To commemorate the founding of the Department of State, this week our quiz is about other cabinet departments. Specifically, I'll give you 3 facts about a cabinet department. You determine what department it is. Its mission in part is to, quote, maintain a strong economy and create economic and job opportunities by promoting the conditions that enable economic growth. Its secretary's signature appears on U.S. paper currency. And its first secretary was Alexander Hamilton.
I'm resisting the urge to burst into a rap song.
If it gives you time to think, go ahead.
Treasury.
That is right. And for a 70-year period starting in the 1830s, the Treasury Department had an Office of Standard Weights and Measures, which is now the National Institute of Standards and Technology in the Commerce Department. It is the newest cabinet department, established in 2002. Its first secretary was one-time Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge. And its most recent secretary was replaced by the acting secretary when he became the White House Chief of Staff.
Homeland Security.
That's right. It was created by President Jimmy Carter in part as a response to the 1973 oil crisis. It operates the Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory and the Nevada Test Site. And it was mentioned, or rather not mentioned, in a famous oops moment during the 2012 presidential campaign.
By the man who now runs it, its energy.
It was created in the mid-1800s when it was argued that many federal offices were housing unrelated domestic concerns. It originally housed what became the Department of Agriculture, and it is the parent department of the National Park Service.
Interior?
That's right. And one of my favorite things that I learned this week is that the Department of the Interior is sometimes jokingly referred to as the Department of Everything Else. And finally, it was renamed in 1979 to remove education and welfare from its name. It houses the Office of the Surgeon General and the Food and Drug Administration. And it created the Strengthening Communities Fund in 2010 as part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act.
HHS?
Yes, which stands for those playing at home.
Health and Human Services.
Very good. And the predecessor to Health and Human Services, or I guess technically the predecessor to Health, Education, and Welfare, it was called the Federal Security Agency. And at one time, it was responsible for administering, among a lot of other things, endowments to Howard University in Washington, D.C. What department are you the secretary of? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the words Treasury and State. Change one letter to an S, not either of the ones that are already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell a 5-letter word for what a brave person does and an 8-letter word for what a not-so-brave person does. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.